The Business News Hour is supported by the certified public accountants at Shaw and Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawandDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour Week in Review. My name is Michael Libby. I'm your host for this weekly look at the world of business. Thanks so very much for joining us. If you'd like to reach out, you can do so on Twitter. We monitor at IOB underscore news hour before, during, and after the broadcast. That's at IOB underscore news hour. And we're so grateful to be with you today as we launch this new program here on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Well, it was a rough week on Wall Street as fears of a trade war with China escalated on nearly a daily basis. If you like roller coasters, you would have loved the Dow last week. On Friday alone, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by 572 points to close at 23,932, closing back into correction territory. Boeing and Caterpillar were the biggest decliners in the 30-stock index. S&P 500 declined by 2.2% to close at 2,604, with industrials as the worst-performing sector. The NASDAQ dropped 2.3% to close at 69.15, with technology stocks once again getting tapped. For the week, the major averages closed lower as volatile trading persisted all week long. The Dow closed down 0.7 for the week, while the S&P 500 declined by 1.4%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped by 2.1%. So what's going on? I guess we could probably blame it on China. After China announced new tariffs on 106 U.S. products Wednesday, President Trump threatened more levies on Thursday, saying that he has asked the United States Trade Representative to consider an additional $100 billion in tariffs against China. U.S. stock futures plunged on the news, while global stock markets also fell. China's Commerce Ministry said on Friday that the country will not hesitate to react with a, quote, major response to the new tariffs from the United States, end quote. And that put a cap on an amazing week of volatility. There was one other thing to consider, the anemic jobs report. The Labor Department reported the U.S. economy added 103,000 jobs in March. Economists polled by Reuters expected a gain of 193,000 jobs. And when we look at the real number against the massive job gains in February, which were over 313,000, it's no wonder that investors paused. And investors did pore over the data, looking for any indicators as to how the U.S. is performing and what all this means for the Federal Reserve when it comes to the future path of raising interest rates. The Fed is still on track to raise rates a total of 3 times this year. However, an increase in trade tensions complicates matters for the central bank. One thing the Fed does not want, and we don't need, is further disruption in the economy. And with increased trade tensions and tariffs comes historically an increase in inflation, something that could jeopardize the economy going forward, and that tends to put the central bank in a pickle. Things to watch for this coming week include the National Federation of Independent Businesses. They're going to be releasing their Small Business Optimism Index on Tuesday morning. On Wednesday morning, we'll get a look at how mortgage applications are going. The national trend on mortgage applications has seen some downward pressure, mostly due to a lack of housing that's increased prices substantially. Early on Wednesday, we'll be watching the Consumer Price Index release. Pressures were up in January, but quiet in February, with the March consensus for consumer prices especially subdued at no change. A modest 0.2% increase is expected for core prices. That's everything less food and energy. However, it's unclear how the entire China issue will play, especially when the reality of higher prices tends to hit consumers, should we enter into any kind of a trade war. Also on Wednesday, we'll get a look at inflation projections from the Atlanta Fed. On Thursday, we'll be watching the report on chain store sales. So why is that such a big deal? Here's why. Consumer spending accounts for more than 2/3 of the economy. So if you know what consumers are up to, you'll have a pretty good handle on where the economy is headed. Chain store sales correspond with roughly 10% of retail sales. Chain store sales are an indicator of retail sales and consumer spending trends. Now, there's no official composite number for each month's sales, but there are figures for individual chains. The jobless claims report is also due on Thursday. Initial claims are expected to come in at 230,000 in the April 7th week versus an outsized jump to 242,000 the week prior. Now, when you look at this, even at 242,000 claims, that's relatively small, and that is consistent with minimal layoffs and strong demands for labor. Also on Thursday, the Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index comes out. It's a weekly random sample survey tracking Americans' views on the conditions of the U.S. economy, their personal finances, and the buying climate. Then on Friday of this week, we'll get the report on consumer sentiment from the University of Michigan, Go Blue. The index for primarily April is expected to come in at 100.8 versus March's 14-year high of 101.4. Inflation expectations in this report have been moving higher, but very slowly. So there you have it, a look back at what happened last week on Wall Street and a peek at some of the economic data that may drive the markets this week. Now you know. When we come back, we've got an interesting story about a meth house in the Des Moines metro that points to the chilling reality of a lack of disclosure regarding a host of hazardous conditions in homes people buy. And this story, well, this story has a Waterloo link as well. Stay with us. It's the Business News Hour Week in Review here on News Talk 1540 KXEL.
Well, you and me, tucked up inside of the dark. There's no end, you won't go to the place, man. But when we're out in the night with your friends in the car, all that you ever do is tease me.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Taro International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit taro.com. That's TERO.com to learn more. This is Ro from the Taro team.
At the Creamer Law Firm, we specialize in business law. We help businesses launch, grow, buy, and when the time comes, even sell. You have dreams and places you want to take your business, and we can help. From formation of a company to succession planning, the Creamer Law Firm draws on decades of experience, all built around business. Schedule an appointment today at creamerlaw.com. or call 727-0900. Creamer Law. We not only get business, we get things done.